Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I hope everything is doing well with you guys. Let me give you some phone numbers for some healing if that's what you need this evening, because that's what I'm all about. We have some phone numbers here. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 out of the country, and 1-530-876-9146. There's a couple things I'd like to talk about. Yesterday was 8-8 of 08, and there were a lot of people that were praying at 8 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't do that because I was quite busy. But at 11 o'clock, I had a young lady come in for a meditation class that I've been teaching with her, and the energy was so strong. The light was extremely bright, brighter than I've ever seen it before. And also the Earth's aura expanded, I would say, over 1,000 miles high around the Earth. It was quite interesting to see that kind of expansion in aura. I think what we need to do, or what I try to do anyhow, is to pray and meditate for the Earth every day. It's almost like Christmas. We wait for Christmas once a year when Christmas actually is every day. So I think what we need to do at some point in our lives is to realize that the Earth needs tremendous healing. And what we're doing and what I've been doing here in the evening at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is to teach people how to bring energy from heaven down through the body, get in touch with the energy at the center of the Earth, and bringing that energy up to the upper level of the Earth. That in itself will create tremendous healing. So we're going to start with a meditation like that in about 15 minutes. But what I'd like to talk about right now is something very important that a lot of us don't realize that we miss, and that's gratitude. I had a great master one time tell me, which was about, about a little less than a year ago, wonderful, wonderful gentleman. And he said, when is the last time when you prayed or even asked for anything that you started with the word please? I think it's very important. I've seen a big change in me when I start and I talk to the Mighty One God. And I ask him, please, before I say anything else. And I think that's just a wonderful way to start on a gratitude level. And that will improve you, by the way. It'll improve your health. It'll improve your mind. It'll get you away from depression. So anything that you can do to help another human being or to help yourself, use gratitude. Pick a friend and, just realize how much gratitude they are and how much gratitude they have and how much love they've given you over the years, and the spontaneity in which the actions that they've done have brought you happiness. I think we need to really look at that and discuss that at different levels of energy. Gratitude itself is something that's been around since the beginning of time. But we have a way of forgetting about that because our lives are so busy. But again, what I've been trying to teach is to be gentle with yourself. As you become more gentle, you'll be able to see a little bit more and feel a little bit more. The way to get over depression sometimes, the depression itself is actually that we've lost our way. And what we need to do, which is really, really important for me and for a lot of other people that know meditation, is to do that every day, and that will bring you back into focus. But it has to be done every day. It can be done 20 minutes a day, it can be done 30 minutes, or you can just sit there and meditate all day long if you want. But I think the most important thing to do is to add gratitude to it. In other words, when I'm teaching meditation, or even if I'm not teaching meditation, and I tell people to get in touch with the sunshine that's in their gut or right at the smile, and that's 2 inches below the belly button, give yourself some gratitude. Smile with your face and feel it actually glowing 2 inches below your belly button. And you'll actually feel a tremendous amount of gratitude for yourself and for everybody around you. And deal with that every day. Try to understand that gratitude is something that's so beautiful. I remember on the computer, which I'm quite illiterate with, by the way, I had a friend of mine that brought Go Gratitude with me to my computer. And every day I would read this Go Gratitude, and it was really, really wonderful. And what we need to do, if it's possible, is write down things about your friends and your neighbors and your children, and give them gratitude. Give your wife gratitude or your husband. And you'll see that it will change you. It will actually influx the amount of energy that's in your body. And you'll be able to see, if you're sensitive, you'll be able to see an aura which surrounds you even more become very sparkly and bright. It's very, very simple to do, and it's something that is not complex, but it will give you a tremendous amount of light, and it also give you a tremendous amount of mental health. It's really, really interesting how it works, and it's something that we really should do. We're so busy with our lives that we seem to forget that gratitude plays a very, very big role in our lives, and that we let that go. And I think it's really, really important to really get in touch with that kind of love, because gratitude can help a lot of things. It can help us mentally, physically, spiritually. It can really give us an uplift, and also help a friend. Tell a friend that you love them. Tell them that they look great, and, you know, be more, what's the word I'm looking for? Fantasize. Fantasize what you want out of gratitude. And gratitude is extremely important. And I think it's very, very important for everybody to get in touch with. But tonight, what I'd like to discuss also is that there's a lot of things that are happening on the planet right now. And the planet needs a tremendous amount of love. And if we're talking about gratitude, we need to be gratitude for the earth. The earth feeds us. The earth gives us air. The earth gives us love. The earth gives us everything that we need to live. And I believe that a lot of us seem to forget that. The people that are very much into energy and the people that are healing the earth all the time, we understand that, but there's a lot of people that don't understand that. So what we need to do is to teach ourselves that the earth is very, very special. And every time I talk about the earth, I add the word please. It's so beautiful to use the word please, to be able to help ourselves and to help the earth at the same time. The aura, I know with the projectors, I had 3 projectors in my room yesterday. I have a 4th one on my desk. And the energy that was being put out from heaven in my room was so bright it was very, very hard to look at. And that was on Friday, 8/8/08 at 11 o'clock in the morning. Again, I'm sorry I just couldn't do it at 8 o'clock in the morning because I started very early. But it's very, very important to realize that we have the power, and I do mean power, to make everything change that we want to change. And it's so important to get in touch with gratitude. It's so important to get in touch with our humility and our compassion and our love. I think it's very, very important to realize that the more we walk in compassion, the more we walk in love, the more energy we put out. It's really amazing how it works. The system is really beautiful. And the more compassion we have for ourselves, and the more compassion that we have for the earth and our friends and our neighbors, the more your energy will glow. So it's very important to be able to put that kind of energy out. We need to slow down. It's very important for us really to slow down and to be able to take on what we need to take on to be a better human being. And I really believe that we have the ability to do that. And I think it's very, very important, again, for us to realize that we have the power to change things. And it can be changed so fast, you won't even believe how fast it could be changed. But we need to focus on things that are very important. And the biggest thing that I know of is humility. To let the ego go, to allow yourself the abundance, to be able to feel your neighbor, to be able to feel yourself. And the biggest thing that you can do is to feel your own energy. Allow yourself to be free of everything that is negative in your life. In other words, if your work is bothering you, let it go. Slow down. We need to allow ourselves to enjoy who we are. How many times a day do we breathe and not even be in touch with our breathing? We just take it for granted. When God gives us the breath of life and we don't do anything with it. I had a friend that was giving me a massage the other day, and she was telling me, Steve, you're not breathing in, you're not breathing in. So with all the, as busy as I am doing 30 massages a week, I seem to forget that once in a while, and I'm being told, do your breathing. And I'm teaching everybody else, and sometimes I forget it myself. So what I was just doing is saying to yourself, I breathe in the breath of God, and take that in totally and fully. Allow yourself to be able to feel the gratitude, to be able to give back gratitude for the amount of breath that we have, the amount of love that comes with every breath. And we don't do that. And it's so important to be able to say, I breathe in the breath of God, and be joyful with it. Be happy that you're being able to be in touch with that kind of energy. We don't realize it, but the earth breathes also. And if you watch the earth, if you go up 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles or whatever the case may be above your body, this is for people that are very advanced, and you look at the earth, and you can actually see the aura of the earth moving back and forth. You'd be able to see the earth breathe. You'd be able to see the wonderfulness and the delight of where we're living, because we have this tremendous energy on this planet, and we need to be able to feel it. We need to be able to feel the primal force of Mother Nature. We need to allow ourselves to feel the primal force of Mother Nature, and most of us don't. And I think it's so important to be able to see that. I know we've talked about the eyes of trees. I've told you about the spirit that is, usually it's about 6 feet above the ground, and the spirit of the tree looks just like us. There's no difference, except I didn't see arms. The arms would be the limbs of the trees. But the body itself, the spirit of the tree, looks just like us. And I think it's very, very important that we really have a lot of gratitude for what we have. I know that the ocean, I think it's the first 6 inches to 2 feet is where most of the oxygen comes from, that feeds us the oxygen that we need. And just take your energy and just focus on the ocean. I know so many times I have gone to the ocean and stand about 6 feet back from the waves so the water doesn't touch me, and actually feel the energy of the water coming back and forth. It's almost like a magnet as it moves back and forth during the tide times. So it's really beautiful if you have the chance to be able to stand. Me, it's the Atlantic Ocean. I was raised in the summertime in Brigantine, New Jersey, which is about 4 miles from Atlantic City, so I'm very familiar with Atlantic City and Brigantine, New Jersey, and the delight of being able to stand at the seashore or even go fishing right at the ocean, and that was so relaxing. I would throw the fish back, but it was a lot of fun just to be able to do that and have such wonderful feelings. You know, it's wonderful to remember that when we're children, that I'm 66, so it's really interesting to note that my brothers are about 5 years younger than I am, and 5 and 4 years younger, actually. And when we were children in Brigantine, New Jersey, we were the 7th family on the island. And my uncle, who just passed away last year, who was 96, actually 2 years ago, used to take us for walks, and we wouldn't see anybody for miles and miles and miles of our walking on the sand, and the sand was as white could be. And of course today it's quite busy. But those times were very precious. So you need to find something that was very precious in your life to be able to live that again, to be able to feel that kind of energy at the time when you're a child, and relive that and see how that feels to you. I know that I get so much solace from just thinking about walking on the beach and watching the sun hitting the sand and the ocean at the same time. We used to walk for miles and throw shells back in the ocean, and it was just so much fun at a time when the air was so fresh, and there was, you know, it was just a beautiful time of my life. I remember somebody trying out for underwater. That was a program on television years ago. But anyhow, I'm getting away from our thought. We need to allow ourselves to feel the beautifulness around us and to allow ourselves to feel what it feels like to remember when we were kids. It's almost like when we would run down the ocean or run down and you never got tired. Whatever you did, you just never got tired until the end of the day. And our minds are the same way. Our mind is a muscle, and it needs to be worked. It needs to be sharpened every day. And the best way that I've come up with it is through meditation. And we can open up to a lot of different energies that are around us, and to be able to see a lot more multidimensionally just by meditation. And I've done over 16,000 massages at this particular juncture in my life, and every one was done with energy. And the biggest thing is that I put love in every massage that I've done. And the most important thing for me is to realize that the frequencies that we use are very, very important. So the frequencies that we have is to take ourselves up as high as we possibly can go and try to stay there as long as we can. It's so important to realize that we have the amount of energy that we have, that we could change our lives and change the planet and change the amount of energy that we're putting on the planet. I know that when I was with Fred out in Laguna Beach, we were putting all kinds of energy into the show that we did, and it was just absolutely wonderful. I know that the projectors I have been a lot of fun to use. Again, if there's anybody out there that needs some healing, please don't hesitate to call me. That's what I'm all about. That's what I do best. And I'd love to help you as much as I possibly can this evening. Let me give you some phone numbers. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. There's a lot that we can do to help each other, and that's what I've been doing with everybody that's been tuning in here, is to take people from a standpoint of balance to a higher balance. So in other words, what we're doing is getting people out of depression, getting people to a higher state of consciousness, and to be able to stand the vibration of a higher level of energy that can bring us total bliss if we want. And that's so important to do, because growth is bliss. Actually, sometimes it's not bliss, but 99% of the times it should be treated as bliss. So what we're going to do tonight, we're going to go through this meditation again. I need everybody just to focus, and it's only going to be about a 7 or 8 minute meditation, but we're going to focus. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. My name is Nathan Orr. I live out in Honolulu.
Oh, great.
And I have actually been, I've had a great deal of healing, like almost turned, I guess you could say, 180 in the past few years. In the past few months, I've had a huge amount of awakening to potentials and things that I have to offer and contribute right now. And it's actually a large part of my intention right now to actually go work with Dr. Bell on the X1 healing device, because that's very similar to a project that I have had the intention of working on. And one thing that I really want to be careful not to use a disempowering language, because money has been something in the past that I have very frequently experienced as an obstacle, I guess, and that's about it. And that's probably the single biggest obstacle that I'm going to experience to be released from Hawaii, essentially, where I've spent a great deal of time healing now, and I really want to be moving on to Temecula, California, and really contribute everything that I have to this project.
Right, right.
And I guess just healing that part of me, I don't know if it's a karmic issue for me or if it's just a subconscious belief pattern of where I felt that creating and manifesting money in my life has needed to be a struggle in the past. But, I'm fully open to any healing or any guidance that you can...
Sure. What we need to do about money, you need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
By letting it go, it will come to you. It's almost like putting a carrot in front of you and trying to grab it, and the carrot keeps on going away. It's the same thing with money. Sometimes money will elude you. What you need to do is have the idea that money will come to you, but the important thing is that you have to have love in your heart, and before your eyes. So in other words, if you're into projects like the X1 or whatever the case may be that you're helping Fred with or with yourself, think about what is good for humankind. Think about what is good for what you can do to help the process of love.
Mm.
In other words, we have to live with humility.
Right.
We have to allow ourselves to feel our own humility, to be able to feel the primal force of who we are without monetary issue. I don't have a lot of money. I don't want a lot of money because that's not what I'm about. What I'm about, I mean, if it comes to me, fine. If it doesn't come to me, that's fine too. What I'm about is love, and to understand that there's a lot of people out there that need a lot of love. So money does come to me, but I don't want to be a multimillionaire. That's not what I'm about. What I'm about is taking what I need to live substantially, but not to overbear myself with the idea that I need money. I got to work so hard to make all that money. If you want money, let it go. It'll come to you.
Hmm.
It's really, really important to do that.
Okay. I feel like, see, what's the best way to say this? I suppose that since I've never really had a lot of financial affluence, I guess, and it's not something that I really don't desire to have a lot.
Okay.
However, when situations come up in my life that require specific action on my part to create money,
yes.
I guess the fact that I don't feel stress about situations that I should to at least spur a little bit of action.
Okay.
Probably more the issue than the fact that I am very attached to wanting lots and lots of money.
Okay.
If that makes any more sense.
Yeah, if the attachment itself will elude you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to allow that to leave. Once you start on a path to make money, sometimes you can make it, sometimes you can't. The way that I make it is to allow it to leave, and whatever comes, comes. Sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's a little. But what I do is, again, what's more important to me is to help my humankind and the planet.
Yeah,
and it will always be there. Once you make a connection to the universe and you live in that that field of love, you can receive anything you want. And it's very, very important to do. I've been teaching that to a lot of people, that, you know, bringing love from heaven and connecting to the center of the earth and bringing that kind of energy up. Once you make that kind of connection and you're living in the universe as much as you possibly can, anything that you want will come to you. I think it's really, really important to realize that the ego just stops us dead in its tracks. There's an old saying that I've done for the past 30 years in my work of energy is, by giving up control, you gain control. I think it's very important, because that could be eluding you.
Yeah.
Did you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think a lot of, I guess this is just kind of looking back, a lot of the issue that I have is I feel like I get that conceptually.
Right.
And I don't really resist it in my head. And I mean, it's even to the point where I can repeat those words to someone else.
Right.
And they can have an effect on them. However, it's somewhere in my heart that there's resistance to that. Is there any suggestions you might
offer?
Yes,
it's not coming from your heart. It's coming from your mind.
Mm.
Your mind will trick you. Your heart will never trick you.
Yeah.
If you want to, what I would highly suggest is to bathe in your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And allow that. What you need to do is have freedom. What most people are looking for is freedom from choice. Excuse me, freedom of choice. And what I've gotten to the point is freedom from choice. Because once you make a connection to the universe and God, then everything is given to you that you'll need. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you want a lot of money, sometimes it's better to let it go and let the universe handle it. And that's what I've been doing with these projectors that seem to be working for me very well. And money is, it's very hard to serve God and mammon at the same time.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So your best bet is to let it go and let happen what will happen. God will never let you down. If you want a lot of money, ask him for it. But what I would do is to say please.
Mm.
We seem to forget, and that's what I was talking about earlier, that we seem to forget about gratitude. The best thing to do is to bathe in your heart chakra. Allow that energy to flow through your entire body. Let it flow through your mind. Let your energy be cleared in your mind. It's very, very important to allow yourself to be centered. Did you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I am.
So what I'm going to do is help you. You should be feeling very, very centered right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. What we're going to do is that we're going to open up your heart a little bit more. You should be able to feel that energy coming down. Do you feel like you're coming down now?
Yeah.
You feel like you're becoming more grounded?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Just let yourself go. That's it. Just become one with your heart. The heart will never fool you. Your mind will play tricks on you, but your heart will never fool you. Can you feel yourself going deeper into your heart?
Yes, I can.
Good, good. Allow yourself just to go. Allow the fun to come back into you. That's it. Just dance in that light. That's it. Do you ever imagine?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Imagine yourself dancing in tremendous light, and anything you want that you can have from the universe, you can ask. I haven't heard you ask for good health. I haven't heard you ask for, if you're married, is your wife happy, or is your children happy, or, you know, that's even more important than the money.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to bring that kind of happiness into your heart. That's more important than the money part of it. But if you want money, ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will come to you. You should feel a lot more open right now.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Good. You feel much more expanded.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Can you feel the expansion around you?
Yes, I can.
Good. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How much is that worth?
I don't know if a price can be put on that.
Right. And what you need to do is allow yourself to be thankful to God that you're open and you're balanced. But allow yourself, if you want money, ask for it. Because you are in touch with the universe right now, my friend. But ask for health first. Ask for health for your family. Ask for health for your children or your grandchildren. How old are you, can I ask?
29.
Oh, God, you're a young guy.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 29, I think. I think.
Couldn't have been that long ago.
I'm 66. So. But you're at a time in your life when money means a lot to you.
Yeah.
Now I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Don't allow yourself to allude to the thing that money is everything. It's not. But if you want money, ask for it. And God will show you a way to make it. Or it will be just given to you. Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I do.
Be in touch with the universe and be in touch with who you are. Be in touch with your primal self. Learn to listen to yourself even more. Because you're in an age, oh my God, I remember when I'm in my 30s. Oh boy, I was powerful back in those days. Oh my gosh. I was very powerful back in those days. But my energy actually didn't come to me till I was 40.
Really?
So you're starting out very early with that kind of light and energy into your body, and I'm so glad that I could help you get there.
Yeah, I really feel like I'm just waking up to it right now and just realizing the choices I've made and the responsibility that I have to be giving with that. And I guess there's a few stumbling blocks along the road to discovering that. And
well, I think at different ages, there's different stumbling blocks. Even
mm-hmm.
at 66, as much as I'd like to feel that I'm open to the universe, there's still stumbling blocks. And, you know, but it's easier along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The stumbling blocks just fall away.
Mm-hmm.
You need to allow yourself. Do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. How long do you meditate for?
I have a goal that I set of an hour a day. Realistically, it ends up being about 20 minutes to half
okay.
an hour, though.
What I would highly suggest doing, meditate on nothing. Just allow yourself to get in touch with the universe and God.
Okay.
What we do is that we program ourselves when God is right above us and in us, and he will direct you
yeah.
to whatever you need or what he needs you to do.
Because
yeah. that's the way it happens anyhow.
Exactly.
And usually what will happen is that anything that you want will come to you. I'll tell you a story. When I was 41, I asked for money in a meditation, and I opened up my front door, and there was a $20 bill right on my front steps. And I said, whoa, wait a minute, this is serious.
Yeah.
And I pulled back. I got scared. I said, oh, my God, this is a $20 bill. Then about 3 weeks later, I was going to Toronto. And we have a beautiful store here in Rochester called Wegmans. It's a great store. And I got out of my car, and there was a $20 Canadian bill on the ground. So, I mean, it's really ironic, I mean, the things that happen to us. It's allowing us to realize that our answers are being answered.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, it definitely has. It definitely has.
Good. Then you're on the right path.
Yeah, it usually comes in the way of people that I meet and information that I attract, because I can disseminate huge amounts of information.
Right.
However, it seems like there's something that has been ungrounded about my past, and part of that seems to be a lack of manifesting money, which is one of the is why I called you to see about grounding and feeling and attracting more of that part. Yeah.
It will elude you, and what you need to do by letting it go, it will come to you. Energy works in reverse. If you put a carrot up in front of you, I'm trying to have this so you have an idea, and you try to grab it, it'll keep on going further away. But if you allow it to just come to you, it'll come to you. Do you follow what I mean? And instead of fighting it, just allow it to come. There's a very old Tibetan saying, the oxen is slow, but the earth is patient. Sometimes, sometimes you might want to write that down.
Yeah, I really like that. I haven't heard that one before.
The oxen is slow. You have a pencil paper?
Yeah, I'm ready to know.
I'll give you a couple of my sayings that I receive from heaven also.
Okay.
Okay, the oxen is slow, but the earth is patient. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Well, here's a real long one.
Okay.
Be gentle with yourself. That's it. Be gentle.
I like those a lot.
Yeah. I give you a really good one. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. A flower. A key to my soul. Of never-ending love to myself. Smile the smile of life. It will unfold to you. It is a blessing from heaven. What that means basically is that 2 inches below the belly button, we have tremendous light. And if you smile right now, because you're very centered and very balanced, just put a smile on your face. You'll be able to feel your own glow with inside of you. Just smile and feel that glow. How does that feel to you? Can you feel it?
Ineffable. It feels great, yeah.
Yeah. Just remember that we have the ability to do anything we want to. Our imaginations are very true to us. Imagination is imagination, but it becomes a reality when we live it. Imagination is imagination, but it becomes a reality when we live it. Okay?
Yeah, that's excellent.
So allow yourself the ability to treat yourself gently, to walk with God, to walk with nature, and most of all, to walk with yourself.
I definitely will do that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Enjoy your life.
Yeah, I will. You too. I'm going to meditate on this right now.
Okay, my friend.
Very, very centering. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anybody else out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate to call me. I'll give you these numbers again. It's 1-877-876-5227 or 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-876-9146. Anyhow, let's get back to the meditation that I was starting. If you just focus, that young man just focused instantaneously when I was talking to him. And I don't know why people say that I have a very gentle voice, but for some odd reason, they seem to like it. So I'm trying to help you as much as I possibly can. Keep your mind focused, and you should feel very, very focused right now and very grounded. So what we're going to do is bring a pillar of light. You should be able, if you have the ability, please listen to what I'm saying. I am putting a 4-foot round cylindrical light right in front of you about 4 feet away. And that light is going to everybody that's listening to the program. And the way I can show that to you is that we're all connected. There's no disconnection. We are all connected to one another. And what we're going to do, if you just take your right hand, and if you're listening to the radio, take your right hand and your left hand, put it out about a foot in front of you, and you will feel a tremendous amount of light. That's it. Just feel that energy. And that energy should be coming into you right now. That is a strong pillar of light right from heaven. Now, if you look down and you have the ability to be able to see the shower of crystals that are going down to the center of the earth, you'll be able to feel that light from the center of the earth. If you turn your hand at a 45-degree angle very slowly, you'll be able to feel that touching your feet. But most of all, what you're doing is touching the center of the earth. What I'm doing is a different kind of meditation that we've done before, because the energy's changing and things are going to be happening instantaneously now. So you'll be able to feel that energy going down to the center of the earth. And every time you bend your hand, if you look down, you'll be able to see white light, pure white light coming up from heaven and going down to Mother Earth, and you should be able to feel that pure white light all the way down to Mother Earth, which is at the center of the Earth. Now, you should be able to feel that pillar of light in front of you. It's about 4 feet wide. It should be right in front of you, and you should be very centered. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi. How does that light feel to you?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Good, honey.
So much,
so glad.
Sweetheart.
So glad.
You have the most beautiful, loving voice I have ever heard.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And today's show truly has been so inspirational for me.
Thanks, honey.
And I just love it.
Thank you.
Sweetheart, I have a request.
Anything for you.
Please, if I may.
Sure.
Actually, there's two things. First of all, that gentleman that you were just helping.
Yes.
And in the past, when you've helped people, I feel a connection to those folks and want to jump in on that healing bandwagon, so to speak.
Good.
But I don't think it's appropriate unless I'm invited to do so by you.
Well, let me explain to you what happens, honey. There's no disconnection between people. We all have the same energy. We all have the same love. God has made us so we're not disconnected from each other. Our souls are all connected to each other. There's nobody that's disconnected, honey.
So so I wouldn't be imposing myself.
If somebody feels a privacy of wanting not to be connected, yes. If there's somebody that calls and says, I need just to talk to you on a one-to-one basis, yes, you always have to respect somebody else's privacy, honey.
So the gentleman that was just calling in regards to money, because I could relate with that as well.
Yes.
And there have been healing issues in the past that you've dealt with over the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I can participate as though it's me you're working with?
Sure.
Excellent.
Sure.
I love your story about walking on the beach.
Isn't it wonderful to have those kind of memories when you're a child?
Yes, I have some of those myself.
You know, it's so wonderful, and to live them.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's wonderful. It's our imagination that actually keeps us sailing.
I could just imagine you walking for miles on that
one. Oh, God, it was a time. Back in the 50s, it was a time when the mambo was around and the cha-cha, and, you know, I used to see my parents dance, and, you know, I was dancing in the light on the beach, and it was a time when I could, you know, the water and the porpoises and the crabs and, you know, just walking on the beach. It was a time of pure delight.
It was. I'm in my late 50s, so I can...
Oh, God, you're a young lady.
...relate. Just a smidgen, but I do remember.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a peace.
It's a time... And that's what people should really be looking at. They need to find something that they can relate to go to, and just bathe in that at a time. And to use that to bring tremendous light to their body.
Thank you for bringing that up, because you allow us to do that when you mention that.
Yes. We have to have the freedom from our own, or we have to have the freedom to express our own expression.
Because sometimes we don't feel as though it's appropriate, or...
I think it's very important to realize that everything... As long as it's life-affirming, and as long as it's not hurting somebody else, go for it.
I love that. I loved your show today.
Thank you.
The reason, the other reason I'm calling is
for
my little dog, Honey.
Yes.
Her back needs. I was wondering if you could please do some work on
her. Well, I'll tell you, is she there, Honey?
Yes. I'm correct.
Do me a favor.
Right now.
Okay. Do me a favor. I'm passing energy to you.
Okay.
I want you to put down the phone and touch her. Is it her back legs, honey?
Yes, her two back knees.
Okay. Do me a favor. Put down the phone and touch her legs and hold it for approximately about 30 seconds.
I'll do it this minute.
And yeah, you'll be able to feel the energy going right into her.
Okay. Let me do this.
Sure. Are you there, honey?
Yes, I am.
Now, you should be able to feel blissful, and that's how your dog feels. Can you feel the bliss going through
you? I feel it profoundly. Her little tail started to wag. She
yep.
brought her head up and
Good,
started
honey.
Licking my arm.
Good, honey.
She's now trying to cuddle into my lap.
There you go.
You are such a blessing in my life.
Oh, honey, this is all from heaven. It has nothing to do. I'm just a conduit, honey.
You are a dear, dear, dear heart. I love listening to you and participating in your world. I don't know what I would do without you now.
Well, I try to be as kind as I can, honey, and that's what life is all about, is being kind.
I just love you so, so much.
Oh, that's so kind of you to say. That's really, that's very touching. Very, very touching to me.
I can just hear the love.
Thank you.
Voice.
That's what we're all about, is total love, honey.
I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay, I'm waiting for the meditation, so I'll let you go.
Oh, what I'm doing, honey, is that I'm doing things instantaneously tonight.
Okay.
So if you want, you can put your hand about a foot in front of you, and you'll feel that pillar of light. I'm just going to hold on here and just move your hand slowly. You'll feel a tremendous amount of energy right in front of you, exactly 1 foot away.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel to you?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
Right. Now, if you want, move your hand. In other words, if your hand is up, move it straight downwards. And you'll be able to feel the energy from heaven. Can you feel that going down to the center of the earth?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Now take your hand away.
Mm-hmm.
And can you feel the grounding of your feet?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's all there is. It's so simple to do. It's just that I'm doing it more instantaneously than what we did before in the meditation. It came to me as I was working this evening that things were shifting for everybody. So we're doing it instantaneously rather than to go through a heavy-duty meditation.
Oh, I love you so much.
I love you, too.
Thank you, my darling.
Well, thank you so much, and don't hesitate to call. And your dog should feel very, very... Is her tail still wagging?
Yes, she's trying to get on my lap again in the pillar exercise.
Good, sweetheart. I'm so glad. I send you love and light, and God should always look over you and your doggie.
Thank you, my darling. Have a wonderful week.
Take care of yourself.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye, dear. So anyhow, instead of doing the meditation that came to me instantaneously, the pillar of light is all around you guys. It should be there for a few hours yet. It could be dissipating or it could be staying with you. If you can, use that light. It's from heaven and earth. Try to realize that that's love, it's harmony, it's compassion. And try to realize also that everything is everything. And you're a part of that. And you're a part of love. And use all that energy. Try to live your life in purity in terms of energy. Think of all the things that you can do to help humankind, to help animal kind, to help plant kind, and most of all, to help yourselves. And also help Mother Earth, because she needs a lot of love, and she also needs a lot of attention. So that's wonderful. You guys should really be feeling a lot of energy going through your feet right now and through your whole body, and you should be feeling like bliss. So enjoy that kind of love and enjoy that kind of light. That's what it's all about. I have about another 3 minutes, I think. So if anybody needs some help, please don't hesitate to call, because I'm going to leave the air about 6:57 tonight, I believe. So without further ado, if anybody needs help, please give me a call. What I'm doing is holding this light. And please enjoy it. It's right from the abundance of heaven. And that's what it's all about, is abundance and gratitude. And please use gratitude for yourselves. Use gratitude for God. Love yourself as much as you possibly can. And let go. Enjoy who you are. Enjoy the life that you have. Just make it better for yourselves. Bring the energy from heaven down to you. Allow yourself to feel the wonderfulness of all that light around you. That's what life is all about. And it's 6:55, so I have 2 minutes. If anybody needs some love or attention, please don't hesitate to call. or I'm just going to end the show by giving a lot more light. Actually, the pillar of light is about 5 feet wide now. 4 feet, is that what it is? It's 4 feet. Enjoy that light in front of you. If you put your hand out, you'll be able to feel that light all in front of you. Enjoy the frequency. Enjoy the gratitude that comes with it. And return the gratitude. Return it to your wives, your husbands, your children. And live that life that you want. But live it beautifully. Live it humbly. Live it in, you know, just live it bold. Live it happy. So that's wonderful. Anyhow, it's 6:56. I just want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie Olmsted. And let me see who else. Oh, yes. I had a client of mine. Her name Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everybody.